The Great Wave of Ascension. Beloved one, you have heard it said that you are ushering in a new age, and you have heard much talk about ascension. Even ones of your brothers and sisters who would use a different terminology have spoken of and are expecting the ascension. For the family itself is calling forth a holy experience and willingness to acknowledge and experience remembrance. There has been much talk as to whether the bodies will ascend, will be taken up, and some of you will experience that, for you will come into such a state of radiance, such a state of joy, exhilaration, that you will not be able to hold the light particles that you are upon this plane, and you will ascend even what you see as the physicality, the body, into another dimension. Already you have been playing with that. You have called forth your works of science fiction. You have seen it upon your square box in your cinema, where there has been the concept, "Beam me up, Scotty." Where do you think that idea came from? From you, the holy child, who is upon the threshold ready to ascend. What is taking place now upon this plane is a wonderful ascension, ascending in consciousness, ascending in awareness to the realization and acknowledgement that I and the Father are one. Those words do not apply just to one Jeshua ben Joseph, one Jesus. They apply to you. You and the Father are one. Otherwise, you would not be expressing. You would not be life in its process. You would not be consciousness. You would not be creativity. You are the Father in expression. Now, there is a great wave which is sweeping across the face of our Holy Mother, the Earth, a harvesting, some have called it, a time when ones who are desirous and willing to ascend unto the Father are now finding themselves lifted up in consciousness. It is a process you set in motion what you had seized lifetimes ago when you made the decision, the choice point, to return again to the Father. And in what you have seen as recent lifetimes, you have brought forth much that has been an inspiration, that has been a new way of thinking, and you have begun to allow the light that you bring to this plane to be increased. The lightness has grown upon itself exponentially, and you have extended into all areas of your experience, including the areas of technology and what you call science. Your knowing, that is what your word science means, knowing, where you look outside of yourself to prove the knowing that you already know, and you call it science. Now, you have devised technology, ways of measuring the light that you are, to prove to yourself the energy of spirit, the infusion of spirit with form. The ascension that is the most important now is the ascension in consciousness, the ascension which says, I will rise above all the limiting beliefs and the limiting self-image that I've held of myself, of the brothers and sisters, and of what the world is for. And if you will receive it, even the brothers and sisters who are not putting into such language are also in the process of ascending. Even the ones in great conflict with their brothers are in the process of ascension, where they are calling forth the very events that bring them to a place of choosing to come home, choosing peace even in the midst of chaos, even in the midst of bombshells and gunfire, and peace is most treasured and miraculous. There are ones even now of your brothers and sisters in the midst of gunfire who have found, much to their surprise and wonderment, that they know peace deep within them, peace which they did not believe possible, and yet all around them rages the sound of warfare. There are ones who would not have believed moments before, and they could open the heart and love one another, and yet in one miraculous instant they have seen the other one as themselves, and have extended whatever they had to share with that one, have taken that one under the wing, the arm, and have vouchsafed them. There is much of the ascension that is in process, even in what would appear to be tragedy, because you have decreed that you will know your oneness. You will know your family, not just biological family, not just the political family, not just the geographical national family, but you will know and you will experience brothers and sisters, family beyond the earth dimension. You have already communion with the angels and with other dimensions, as you call them. This will continue and will increase in occurrence and ease, for you have said, I want to know more of myself with a capital S. You will encounter, some of you, interactions with what you would call now your space brothers, ones who will be seen to come from another space. Already you encounter that in your place of employment, where sometimes you say, where is that one coming from? He must be from another space. But that is not what I mean here. You have invited ones who are expressing what you would see as other galaxies, other dimensions, to come and be part of your experience because you want to come past the habitual first reaction of fear when there is something different. Already you have had the books, the recounting of experiences which have been most fearful, stories of ones who have come and looked very different. But after the first excitement of fear, you have said, I want to know what is at the heart of this. I will play with this idea. You have read the books, heard the stories, seen the movie, and then you have gone to the quiet place of the heart. You have said, well, if I and my Father are one, and if all creation is of the Father, which it is, then I welcome more of myself. I welcome knowing more of my expression. So as part of the ascension process, you will see others coming to be into interaction with you. You will see them upon your computer screens writing you messages, and you will wonder, where did that come from? You will have quite a great dialogue. You will also play with the first reaction of, this must be a higher intelligence than I am, for they seem to have come from somewhere else with great technology than what I know, and how can they write upon my computer screen, tapping it into a way that I don't understand? And there will be the temptation, which you have known in many other lifetimes, to put others above you and see them as something grander, to be feared or to be worshipped. For indeed, the ones known as space brothers have come in a lot of other lifetimes, as you know lifetimes to be, and you have worshipped them, knowing not that they were a brother or sister the same as you, and that you had invited them to come so that you could get past the ideas, and there would be the gradation, the levels of worth and wisdom. You call this forth because you want to know ascension. You want to ascend out of the limiting belief of who you had thought yourself to be and what you had thought life could be. You are playing in your cinema with ideas that go beyond what you know in your everyday experience, and you get excited about these ideas. There have been great servants of the Father who have brought forth stories to allow the brothers and sisters to play with new ideas in a non-threatening way. It is aiding the ascension. For as you allow yourself to abide with what would seem to be a strange idea, after a while it is not quite so strange, and you begin to see more aspects of it in another light, more understanding, more familiarity. And many of you will be experiencing encounters if you so desire. After the first surprise, allow yourself to breathe. Yes, to breathe. To come to that place of centeredness which allows you the choice, and then to say, I will step back from this drama for half a second at least, and I will behold what is going on. Play with it. Will the space brothers come to save some of you because you are more worthy than some of the other brothers and sisters? No. No one can save you, not even I, for you do not need saving. The holy child is as he or she has been from before time, perfect and whole, but with divine purpose. You have decreed that you will know experience and expression within the drama of the adventure, for yet a little while you will play. Will the space brothers come to destroy the Holy Mother? No, this cannot be. Do they come because they are interested to know life upon this plane? Yes. They come by invitation. Your invitation is part of the process of ascension. And they come because there is a reunion of all of the children as they see themselves to be individuated of the Father. So they come to know what you experience, to experience with you and through you life upon our Holy Mother the Earth. You will find creative ways to interact with them, ways perhaps not of the direct communication of the world. It will be heart to heart and mind to mind. Already you are moving into knowing mind communication with what you call ESP, communication which goes on beyond the sense of the body. So you will be creative. You will find a way to meet, to commune, to know oneness, even though outward appearance looks different, and they will feel a welcome. For indeed they also deal with some of the habitual fear. Some of them will come wondering what sort of welcome or non-welcome they will receive. They deal with their own images and expectations. But as they feel a welcome from you heart to heart, then the communication can happen. It is not by accident that one of your recent books about an encounter of this kind was labeled Communion. The message that was relayed in the book had a basis in fear, but the title itself conveyed much. That is part of the wave of ascension. The brothers, sisters, come by your invitation now because you are desirous of knowing more of the totality of self and how it expresses. Ascension need not be something and is not something that is going to be a great event that happens just once, is heralded by your newspapers and on your TV, and has all the choirs of angels singing. Ascension happens in every moment you choose to see in the light of peace and love. Every time you say to yourself, I can see this differently, and you bring the light of your own inner wisdom to shine upon whatever is happening, it is part of the wave of ascension. Some of you will experience ascending the body into what you would see as another dimension, and then you will come back again. Some of you have already experienced ascending into the spirit and going somewhere else, as you would call it, although there is nowhere else to go, and then you have come back to this point of focus. You have done what you call the cosmic travel, and then instantly, as you have realized that perhaps you were traveling somewhere, you have found yourself back in this point of focus. But in the moment that you allowed yourself to release the boundaries of what you had thought reality to be, in that moment you have ascended. And as you allow yourself consecutive moments of conscious oneness, and you have loosed the boundaries of self, you will find yourself abiding in ascension. You will find yourself to be unlimited. You will find yourself to be the joy of the Holy Child of our Father, and you will know that all is possible to you because you are all. Will you know ascension with the release of the body? This has been a religious belief, a philosophy, a hope. No, not necessarily. You have tried that. You have said, I want out. And by various methods, you have deceased the body. You have laid it down, thinking that in a moment there would be heaven, ascension, conscious oneness, bliss, and you have found, I still have my fears. And you have experienced more of a nightmare in those times because you did not then have the buffer of the process of time before there was instantaneous manifestation of those fears. What you give to yourself in this point of focus, with the belief in time, is a buffer where you can play with an idea, you can play with a fear, the what if. You can feel all the dimensions and constrictions of it, and then have the opportunity for choice before you are right in the middle of the immediate effect of that choice. So you have laid down the body in other lifetimes, thinking that you could ascend to a blessed relief from the sorrow of the world, and you have found yourself still with the blinders on. Good descriptive word. The blinders that kept you in the same set of beliefs, the same consciousness, and instead of experiencing heaven, you have experienced the old fears. You have had your religious beliefs, philosophies, which have taught you that after you lay down the body, you will go, if you have not been deemed good enough, unto a place called hell. And many of you have experienced that. You have bought the belief, bought it dearly, and you have experienced hell. But it does not last forever, and you made choice then to say, I want to have another take on this. There must be another way to experience life, as there is. Now you are very much upon the threshold of experiencing ascension out of the constriction of limited belief, limited self-image. Blessed are you, for it is a grand time to be experiencing this plane. Even for the ones who know conflict and are in the midst of gunfire, even for them it is a grand time, because they are calling forth exactly what they have deemed necessary to allow them to awaken. And in a moment, in an instant, the ascension happens. You will play with ideas of the mind, intellectual concepts. They are fun to play with. And then as you pause for a certain breath in the midst of the intellectual conquest, the heart speaks true to you and says, Yes, I know this. I know this at a very deep level. You do know it, for you are the very one who has called forth the information that you are contemplating. That is how powerful and wonderful you are. You have written the books that you study, the books that you find inspiration in. You have written the ancient classics, and now you come in what you would see to another lifetime, rediscover them and say, Wow, this stuff is really good. Of course it is great, because it is part of your process of ascension. The Holy Child is ascending out of the narrow identification with the density of matter to know the spirit which activates the matter. You are doing this in all areas of experience. You and the brothers and sisters have chosen areas of expertise, areas of service, areas where you can bring expanded understanding, and you add to the upliftment of the consciousness of the whole. Every day in what you see as your technological fields, you call forth the advancements that bring the world as you understand it to be geographical distance, philosophical difference, closer and closer together. You have spoken of how the world is shrinking. You have said it is a small world. You are experiencing the perceived decrease in distance of separation because you are wanting to know that you are one. Whether you sit right here or across the face of our Holy Mother the Earth, you are still the one who is expressing and experiencing. So you now have the technology where you can speak with one of your video phone halfway around the face of the Holy Mother the Earth, or you can type in one of your messages and it is sent through your electronic mail instantaneously. Why? Because you want to know that you are beyond time. You want to have it now. You want to be it now. So in every day of your timing, you bring forth more creativity to prove, yet from the outside as it would look to be, that you are bonded one to another in mind and heart. Even the physical body you transport much more quickly than you used to believe possible. At the turn of your previous century, it took many, many of your days to traverse the face of your country. Now you can do it in a few hours as you take the physical form and move it through the clouds, allowing your consciousness to expand right in front of you. For indeed, you manifest your body, the form, in every moment. In every moment, you call it forth in newness. That is why there can be instantaneous healing. You manifest the form new in every moment, and the reality that you experience with the small r is your consciousness, prescribed by your beliefs. And in a few years of your timing, you will no longer see it necessary to place the form or on or within another object, vehicle to transport to another place. You will know the consciousness that you are, that it is just beyond the nose to be unlimited, and you will transport yourself to another place just by thought, allowed by belief, and by the activation of the vibration of your energy in a way that you would see, from this point of focus, to be different than what you do now. In that time, it will seem most natural, and no, you will not bump into each other as you go. You will not have to have your air traffic controllers or your spirit traffic controllers. Instantly, you will think of where you want to be. You will visualize it. You will activate the vibration of energy that you are, and you will be there. Now, as I speak those words, there is a resonance somewhere within you which says, yes, that could be possible. Know you that as you have had the resonance to say, okay, I can imagine that, you will bring it forth. For the belief which supports that reality is just beyond the nose, what you believe to be the boundary of reality, and very soon you will walk into it. You will accept it as the truth of your being. Your belief will be, yes, I can do that, for indeed you can. Already you have found yourself to be experiencing another dimension, another space, as you have been in meditation, and you have felt yourself transported, uplifted into communion with another one somewhere else. But you have said, well, that is just my imagination. It didn't really happen because I know that form is right here. But are you sure? In that moment of being with the other one and what you thought was just your imagination, you were not focusing upon the form. Where was the form? You are unlimited. Whatever you wish you call forth to facilitate the ascension, you will call forth, for you have decreed that you will come home. You will know oneness with the Father, not just as a great idea that someone is rumored to have done long ago. Well, there's one Jeshua who did great things 2,000 years ago because he was a son of God, but he's way above me. No. I chose to know the energy of light and love. I chose to study with others who allowed me to remember what they knew. Well, he had the advantage of studying with masters. What are you doing right now? What do you do in every moment when you call forth the books of inspiration? You study with the masters. I chose to know my unlimitedness. I chose to allow the brothers and sisters to see that there is life always, and that form can be laid down, dead and buried, put away in a cave, and yet resurrected. For always you are life. You are the energy of the spirit of life that brings the form and activation. I had practiced certain understandings of the vibration of energy. I had not yet practiced the laying down of the body to the point of deceasement of the body and then resurrecting it, but I knew the principle. I had not had occasion until the time of the crucifixion to come through that experience, but I knew it to be possible, as now you know it to be possible. And I had studied with others one who knew how to ascend their body to materialize it in another place, another time. I knew how it felt to raise the vibration of the body in oneness with the Father. I knew how it felt to walk upon water. I knew how it felt to walk through what was seemingly the solid form of a wall, and I disappeared from the visible sight of others when it was expedient. The ascension, which was witnessed in my day and time, occurred because I knew myself to be one with the Father. I knew myself to be one with unlimited love. I knew myself to be light, and I took myself lightly, which is what you are learning to do. I knew the joy which allows one to rise up over all the limitation of appearance. That is how you ascend. It is to know the joy, the exhilaration of joy, not just happy. Happy is great, but joy is a certain vibrational frequency and allows you to ascend even the particles of the body. As you choose for peace, seemingly a small choice, but sometimes a very difficult choice, for there is part of you that says, "No, I'm not ready to give that up yet. I am going to stay right here, there, with those things. I'm not going to choose for peace yet. I know that that's an option. I'll get around to it. But right now, I'm going to really harbor that feeling." Okay? But each time you choose for peace, it allows you to come closer to knowing the joy, which allows then the ascension in consciousness and even in the physical experience. Each time you choose for love, you are affirming that you are more than just the event that is happening around you. Each time you choose for love, you are allowing communion with the oneness that you are. For in the moment of great love, you do not see bodies, nor the separation that bodies would speak of. You know only a great upliftment of feeling which is expansive. As you abide in the place of love, the place of oneness, the place which does not recognize self with a small s, or any difference of self, then you allow your frequency to be uplifted and ascended. In a moment of great love, when you know no boundaries, you will hear the choirs of angels singing. Are they apart from you? No. They are your own vibration of love coming into your awareness, and every time you choose for peace, the angels sing. For it means that the Holy Child is that much nearer to the ascension into conscious oneness. As you listen for the angels, beloved one, they do sing. There is quite a choir. The world you find yourself experiencing is very similar to what you would see and identify in your history of time when I walked the face of our Holy Mother the Earth. For indeed the civilization, the lack of love between brother and brother, the presence of love between brother and brother, quite literally and figuratively, was much the same as it is now. There was a love of sister to sister and the lack thereof, and the confusion and the sorrow was very much the same as what you experience now in your world. There were conflicts, war, savagery, perceived separation from a brother or sister, where once felt they could impose all manner of motivation upon others to lay down the body, coming from the belief that what they would inflict upon another would not come and sit upon their own doorstep. And in time it came full circle, and they found it was right there at their doorstep. The world in my day and time was not vastly different from what you experience now. This is a time of ascension, but not the ascension of one Jesus, the Christ, one Jeshua ben Joseph, not the ascension of just one holy Son of our Father. Now is the ascension of you in remembrance of the one that we are. Choose for peace even in the midst of conflict, confusion, criticism, even amidst the honking of the horn of your vehicles. Choose for peace. Choose for love, unlimited love. Allow the heart to open, and in that moment listen for the choir of angels, for it will transport you into the space of great joy, allowing you to know your ascension. This is the time of ascension, and you are calling it forth. Ascend unto me, beloved one.